Today's the Naina Redu experience is brought to you by something called the Local Tribe. They sent me a bunch of questions that they wanted me to answer as an interview. In the blog post below, I've included a link to their beta service. They haven't launched fully to the public as well, but you can take a look. It's very interesting. It is slightly different from what you will normally see, and once you go to the website, you know what I mean. The questions they have for me, which I'm going to answer in this interview, are will give a little more explanation about who I am, what I do, where I come from, what are some of my most favorite gigs, etc. So there are five questions. The first question is, you are a brilliant lifestyle photographer. What is the story behind your journey into photography? So as a child, I used to use my dad's camera all the time. He had I still have that camera. It's a Fujifilm analog camera. And I was just interested in sketching and painting and photography. And whenever I could save up some pocket money, I would go and buy film rolls. And I would use it in that camera. And then I would wait for next week's pocket money and then use the money to get that film roll developed. And it was an interesting way to keep myself engaged. And I used to have a lot of free time. We used to live in these beautiful cantonment areas because my dad was in the army. And I started with the whole flowers and insects and portraits of the family and things like that. After that, I mean, I did realize that it was expensive and getting film rolls developed, and I couldn't shoot as much as I would have liked to. And then eventually my parents brought me a point and shoot camera. I mean, it was really cheap. It was available in the canteen. It was a plastic Kodak, black colored, and it had a flash, and you would just open the back, put the film roll in it, close it, and then you would just shoot 36 frames and hope you get some extra in. And then I also I used that for a really long time. Then I bought a red colored one, cheap plastic again, and it was great to just have something around and carry it around with you and take photographs. My first digital camera was this Sony silver gray colored thing that I used for and I had one memory card, and it was a 12 megapixel camera. It was a lot of fun. You could carry it. You could take all these amazing photos at night with a flash and low light that the point and shoot could never match. And with that is what I photographed my first client assignment, which was the Mundra SEZ for the Adani Group. And a friend had said that, would you like to photograph this? And it would be an interesting experience. So we took the analog camera, the Fuji analog film camera, and I took the Sony CyberShot, I think it was. I'm not really sure. I don't have it anymore because I lost the Sony CyberShot. I left it on an airplane and I never got it back. I didn't even get the data back that I had on it, but it wasn't the client assignment. That was in 2006. So that's the first assignment I did, and I still remember the client saying, looking at me and going, where's the production crew? Where's the big camera? And I was like, in the kind of budget that you have, this is what you're going to get. And I did tell them that if you didn't like it, you didn't have to pay me, but you could look at the photographs first. And luckily, the client was quite surprised that those two cameras produced those images. And they did pay me, and all that money got spent just developing the film rolls. I didn't make any money on that assignment. But that was quickly followed up by another assignment, which I shot at the Sialam Silk Mills, textile factories. And then there was a gap of about 4 or 5 years before I actually picked up photography on a DSLR. So a friend of mine got a DSLR from me, and I photographed my sister's wedding on it. And that's what kind of kicked off the whole, blogging and photography, and people saw my work and they wanted to hire me. And then I started doing all kinds of work, and I bought bigger lenses and I bought, better cameras, and now I'm here and I shoot the kind of things